Terrell, it's great having you on the show. Your suspension is over. You can now be a National Football League player. I imagine there's a learning curve before you could really get a grasp as to what's going on. But what are the Raiders telling you right now? What are you doing today to get ready for this weekend?
We're just talking much, you know, just getting ready to go practice. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to being with my teammates. And I see how hard they work. And I'm just waiting for the opportunity to practice with them and get some reps in. And that's it, you know, just working hard with them guys.
Now, obviously, when you get to the NFL, you always say, boy, I'll do anything I can to make this team, no matter what they ask of me. Is that the kind of mindset you have? If they want to try to throw you in at a receiver spot or some different packages, anything, as long as you stay in the NFL?
They're not going to do that. You know, it is what it is right now. I'm at a quarterback position, and they may have some wildcat packages or whatever the case may be, but I will be a quarterback, and I'll be a very effective one.
Terrell, what was it like as a guy from Western Pennsylvania just to put on that uniform for the first time and have it be a classic Raiders uniform, classic Raiders helmet?
You know, growing up, I mean, I loved Pittsburgh, also like the Raiders, so it's kind of crazy for me to end up at the Raiders because I liked watching them, but I was always a Pittsburgh guy, so. It's kind of crazy to be all the way out west and it being 12 o'clock here and 3 o'clock back at home. But I'm getting used to that, and, you know, I'm just always trying to work.
Terrell, we were talking earlier in the show with callers as well about whether people in Western Pennsylvania, you being from here, are behind you. Do you feel like this area is behind you and wants you to make it in the NFL, or do some people hold whatever against you?
I'm not sure. Western Pennsylvania, I know I got a lot. I have a Twitter, and I get a lot of love from fans from back in Pittsburgh. But I'm really not sure. I haven't been in the Pittsburgh area for three years now. So I really can't really feel the buzz. But I get a lot of love from Pittsburgh and on the Twitter. I like to update and talk to fans as much as I can. I feel like they are, but you're also gonna always have people that are gonna hate on you, not want you to be successful. But that's fine. By me, you know, I'm still going to work regardless.
Terrell, have you had a chance to watch Ohio State play this year? Are you following them, and what do you think about as you watch them?
You know, in a way, it hurts me that I should be on the field helping them guys. You know, from mistakes that I have made, but you know, I'm not perfect, and no one is perfect. I never met anyone that has been perfect, and. You know, I always say when I do meet that person that's perfect, I'm going to learn from that guy. But until that day, you know, I'm learning from my mistakes, and I'm going to take it as a man. And right now, you know, it saddens me. You know, I get sad, you know, sometimes watching them guys because I know I should be on the field helping them guys. But I can't really think about that now. I'm on my next page and trying to take care of business. But I hope all the success for them guys, and, you know, I pray for them, and I hope that they – you know, they turn some things around.
And talking about the next page, you look at the NFL, it's changed a little bit, the passing game, the running game from the quarterback. You look at Cam Newton, a lot of people had different opinions on how much success he'd have. It looks like he's tearing it up. How excited are you to kind of get in there and do your thing?
Cam's lighting it up. You know, he's a friend of mine. We chat back and forth a little bit during the summer. And he's lighting it up, you know, and I'm very, you know, I watch film on him and see how he's doing it. He's a very confident guy, just like myself. And, you know, I can't wait to get in the mix. However I get in the mix, you know, I'm just waiting my turn, you know, when I get the opportunity. I mean, that's why I work so hard every day. I work hard for all the people that say I can't do anything. And that's the same way Cam is. When people say he can't do something, you know, he just works hard at what he does. And that's exactly what I do, you know. It just gives me fuel to the fire.
We're talking to Terrell Pryor here on Seibel, Starkey & Miller Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And you said earlier in this interview, Terrell, you're very confident that you will be a quarterback someday in this league. And to that end, I know you worked with George Whitfield, a guy who's helped Ben Roethlisberger, a guy who helped Cam Newton. What were those workouts like, and what do you think is a part of your game that you need to work on the most to make it as a quarterback in this league?
Work with George Whitfield. I worked with Coach Kenny Anderson. He coached the quarterbacks at Pittsburgh, and I also worked with a guy named Craig Austin. This for these 5 weeks, I've been suspended, and you know, we've just been making things as realistic as possible. I mean, as a quarterback, you always have to work on things, you know, like getting rid of the ball and knowing the offense to, like, to the back of your hand. You know, you need to know exactly where the guys are going to be, and that's the biggest thing, I think, that I need to get better at, and also, you know, just bringing my hips and firing the ball in more. You know, I'm going to be fine as a quarterback. I'm very confident in that. I'm going to be fine. And once I get in there and get my feet wet a little bit, I think I can make some things happen.
Terrell, are you a believer in that wherever you get to, that this is the path you needed to take? Or if there was one thing from your career that you could kind of do over from your college career, is there one thing that stands out that you would?
There's a lot of things that we wish we could have back. It's just like, you know, me throwing an interception and, you know, while I'm on the sideline, I'm thinking, dang, I wish I could have the play back, but the play's over. And you can't have the next day back, so to answer your question, you know, I can't really think like that, you know, because I think God put me in this position to be where I'm at right now. I can't be in a better place learning from Jason Campbell and having one of the best coaches, in my opinion, that I ever had, Hugh Jackson. I learned a lot from him, and I just feel like God put me in this position, and this is where I'm going to be successful at in Raider Nation.
Terrell, did you have a chance to meet Al Davis, in what was that interaction like?
I would talk to him a couple times a week, once a week at least. And, you know, it was just, you know, just talking to a legend like that, you know, and him passing away, it shocked me, you know. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was in disbelief. I didn't know the guy that long, but just from talking to him and how passionate he is, it's amazing just talking to him on the phone. Like, you just get lightning. You just get a buzz, butterflies in your stomach, you know, because he just talks and just talks about winning, you know, and he's just so passionate about the game and passionate about Oakland. It's amazing. It just amazed me, and my heart goes out to his family, and, you know, he's a great guy.
You know, nationwide, there's been this perception of him over the past decade plus, but yet over the past couple of days, Terrell, there have been all these stories about the compassionate part of him that people around the country had never even heard about. You talked about him being passionate, and you had a chance to talk to him a couple times a week. But let's get below the skin just a little bit. What was he like? What moved him?
What moved him? What do you mean?
Well, what was he passionate about to the final days? What was he really, really like?
I know every time I talked to him, he just wanted to say, you know, don't let me down. You know, just I picked you. I believe in you and stuff like that. And that's all I needed to hear. You know. And I'm just very, very happy that he gave me an opportunity to come here. And he's going to be watching down. I'm going to make him proud. And that's how I'm thinking. And that's what every time I'm in the weight room, every time I'm outside by myself working with my quarterback coach training, I think about the guy giving me a chance and believing in me. And, he's just so passionate about winning. I mean, it's what's his saying, just win, baby. And he would tell me that every time I'm on the phone with him, at least twice, just win, baby. He would say that, and he's for real. And, you know, he's a great guy, very passionate. And can't say enough about him. There's so much I could say about him.
Well, Terrell, I wish you the best of luck, but I got to get asked this one last question. We've had a guy call. He said he was your uncle, wanted to give you some love, say he's proud of you. Reverend Stone, does that make any sense to you?
Reverend Stone?
Uncle Reverend Stone. If not, can't imagine this being any more awkward.
No, I want to give a shout out on here though. Is that cool?
Yeah,
you
go
can
ahead.
Do it, man.
I want to give a shout out to my man Antonio Brown. I see he's holding it down for you guys. Cousin Charlie Batts. I say what's up to him as well. And my man Jad Foster. He told me that you guys are waiting on here, so I want to shout them out and go Pittsburgh and go Raider Nation.